This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late spring, the fourth week of the swarming termite moon, and the third week of the sun in Taurus. My furnace is in the attic of my house, and it's a place that's always warm in the coldest weather. During the late winter and early spring, I plant seeds under grow lights there. Geraniums, petunias, castor beans, calla lilies, bananas, dahlias, and tomatoes. The warmth of the lights in the air helps them to sprout, and the spring green of their leaves always makes me feel good. Last year, when I did my attic gardening, I found a stink bug crawling around on the table where I do my planting. I had heard very bad things about stink bugs. No one seemed to like them. They were supposed to smell bad. They were said to be invasive. Some sources said that stink bugs produced thousands of eggs and took over houses and gardens, causing squeamishness, even damage. But I watched my stink bug and I saw that he appeared harmless, actually very vulnerable. Once he fell off a leaf and lay on his back, kicking until I picked him up and set him on his feet. I smelled my fingers then. No odor, really. This year, another stink bug, or maybe even the same stink bug, who would know anyway, watched me plant seeds. I wonder if he had lived there by himself for the past 12 months. I looked around to see if there were more stink bugs. I found one more, but no more than that. He must be wise, I thought, to survive in the attic. I named one stink bug Solomon, of course, after the famous wise king, and the other Sheba, after the queen of Sheba, who, according to the Bible, was quite interested in that king. But I wasn't really interested in learning the gender of either bug. Like, who would care about the sex of something like that in their attic? Well, while some people have told me that they are overrun with stink bugs, I feel that my stink bugs are good company. My attic is low and cramped. No one has ever joined me planting seeds up there. I reflect that insects are under siege throughout the world these days, thanks to pesticides and global warming. I wonder if perhaps these two stink bugs are hiding with me from dystopia and Armageddon. They have apparently not mated or had offspring. Perhaps they don't want to bring new creatures into such a hostile world. But anyway, what other pet would be so unobtrusive? Keep me company without destroying my solitude. Require no maintenance, no food, no anything. Stink bugs are supposed to be pests, but mine are friends. They should be taking over my house, but they share without the least demand and allow me more than enough room. Best of all, Solomon and Sheba do not fit the mold. They do not act like the fabled stink bugs of Orkin or Terminix. They do not follow the entomological script. They follow their own counsel. They could be overrunning my house, lascivious and prolific, but they're content to bask in the nurturing warmth of grow lights and contemplate the luminescent May green of the sprouts. Solomon and Sheba have, it seems, found the path. They might even be trying to show me their secret, so I will see. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late spring. In the meantime, of course, find a stink bug and see if he or she will share the secret path of happiness. And to follow May and June day by day, my daybooks for those months are available on Amazon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wiso.org.